And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We are very pleased to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quickley, as always.
Morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Morning, Zoe.
How are we today?
Oh, well, we're very well, and I feel we have to acknowledge we are a national show, so parts of our audience have sweltered through the night.
Yes, we have. I have been pumping the air conditioning, hence the reason my voice is a little bit croaky, but it is 30 degrees. And it is 8 a.m.
Yes.
It is hot. It is going to be a scorcher today.
Whereas in Melbourne, it's 12 degrees.
I'm
and
joking.
Freezing.
We've had a coffee to warm up, Zoe.
Oh, that is too funny.
Isn't it funny? The other thing that, acknowledging that we're a national show, I think, is acknowledging that every state's experience with COVID has been different. In Melbourne,
Definitely. We're
very excited to be out of lockdown. We're living a pretty normal life, although we're still wearing masks indoors and limiting numbers as we gather. Zoe, in Sydney, how would you describe it up there?
Look, I think we've been very fortunate in regards to being a lot healthier in regards to how this has actually hit us. I mean, not to say that everyone hasn't done their part, which is really important. I think it's the most key thing we could say is just to not be overly relaxed. This is what makes me a little bit nervous. You know, the sun's shining, everybody's out. Bondi Beach was very, very busy. So I think we just need to maintain the social distance and just the practical approach to COVID.
And thinking of our friends in South Australia, where again, it's very different for them at the moment. So we keep hearing there will be no return to normal life until there is a vaccine. And of course, Health Minister Greg Hunt announced this week that the first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be distributed to Australians in March next year.
Wow.
It does seem unbelievably fast for a vaccine to be developed so quickly. And Mr. Hunt's announcement came after Oxford AstraZeneca released preliminary results from their trials, showing their vaccine can be up to 90% effective. It's one of four vaccine deals the government has committed to. So that sounds like it's the greatest medical gift, but somehow, Gerald, as most things COVID-related, there's controversy there. I know people who are saying they're not going to be first in line to get that vaccine.
I'm looking forward, and as I'm sure we all are, to our discussion with Dr. Kylie Quinn coming up. I'd like to take shareholder interests out of all this and we start focusing on the patient outcomes, because I just think it's out of control.
It's very interesting to me, and I am also looking forward to immunologist Dr. Kylie Quinn joining us. She has extensive research experience in vaccines to find out just how effective and safe these vaccines will be. I mean, effectively, we need the education so we can make an informed decision, don't we?
Definitely. Yeah, I think the more insight, the more information we'll get, it's going to build confidence in the public, and this is what we need. One person can have quite a strong impact in telling other people they don't want to do it, and it can have the reverse as well. So we really want that public confidence to increase.
Yeah. We'll also talk heart health with leading cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker and find out why there's so much hype around the supplement ubiquinol. I know, Gerald, you get frequent questions about this.
Yes, it's very important, and Ross is an expert on that.
So in our A to Z of vitamins, we continue to explore the power of protein with Vital All-in-One, a unique protein blend to assist with exercise recovery. And as always, we love it when you give us a call, 131 873, with any questions to help you feel healthier today. And also, I mean, tell us, when a COVID vaccine is released, will you be one of the first in line, or are you feeling hesitant about this? Give us a call, 131 873. What are your thoughts about the COVID vaccine? And if you're undecided, hopefully our conversation with immunologist Dr. Kylie Quinn will help you form an opinion. That's next after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarver. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarver. Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 One A Day is a supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 One A Day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get an extra 10% off big brands store-wide at the Chemist Warehouse massive Black Friday sale. Ends today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And we are talking about the COVID vaccination, which Health Minister Greg Hunt announced this week is on track to be rolled out to Australians in March. He said the government has purchased tens of millions of doses of four different vaccines and that the vaccine will open up a pathway to a fully safe Australia. But it is seeming to be a controversial issue already, with many people hesitant about whether or not they will be the first in line for that vaccine. Paul from Frankston, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, look, I'm a little bit reluctant about it. I want to declare up front I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My kids and my wife and I are all being vaccinated to within an inch of our life. But I've got five friends that all work in the medical profession, all specialists. One of them is infectious diseases specialist. The rest are largely surgeons. And when I talk to them about it, you know, the shared view, I guess, is that this vaccine has been rushed in its development, say, against what a normal vaccine would be. And when you think about it, you've got a whole lot of politicians who are saying, oh, you know, the vaccine's just around the corner, that's the answer. You know, I've had a part in getting vaccine for the country. So you've got a political impetus to deliver a vaccine. Then you've got a whole bunch of drug companies wanting to be first so they can get their hands on that government money. And you put those things, two things together, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, Paul, welcome to my cynicism. And look, perhaps our expert that we're about to talk to can clear that up. But
yes,
certainly when you look at the medical media, and I brought some things in and shared them with Joe before, there are lots of issues that need to be cleared up, because the reporting that we hear, the news reporting is lovely, but it really is all waffle,
yes,
and it's not really presenting the clear facts, and your concerns are real, because this is very quick development. We can be probably reassured, though, that all the safety procedures by the TGA will be put into place here, but we need to be super satisfied.
Yes, and we need to be educated. So let's learn a bit from an expert. We are joined by immunologist Dr. Kylie Quinn, a Vice Chancellor's Research Fellow at RMIT with extensive research experience in vaccines. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, y'all.
And you can hear there, just even from Paul, that there is very real concern amongst the community. What do we know so far about how well these vaccines have been researched, how well they'll work, and also how safe they're going to be?
Sure. So a lot of these vaccines are what we call pandemic preparedness. And so these vaccines, they're generalizable platforms. So they're very kind of adaptable. They've been worked up so that if you have something like a pandemic virus turn up, then you can rapidly adapt them with a new target on that virus as a new vaccine. And so these vaccines that have been moving through are leveraging a lot of information that we have from vaccines that have been worked up for other infections. And so these vaccines have been in human clinical trials for other infections like tuberculosis and Zika virus and those sorts of things. And so we do have a lot of information that we're building upon in these current trials. So they haven't been rushed into clinic. They're leveraging information that we already have.
Dr. Quinn, it's interesting. I was listening to the radio this morning and they were talking about the two main vaccines, which have a 95% efficacy and safety. Yeah. And they're saying with no side effects. But how do we increase the public community's confidence? Because as we know, I've got a lot of friends in my industry that are really pretty much saying no, they're not going to take this for a couple of years, which we know we need numbers to make this work effectively. How do we build their confidence?
I think building confidence is all to do with being really transparent with these particular vaccines and what we're doing. And I think you know, a number of things that have this whole pandemic is unprecedented. But you know, the research community is responding to this event by really looking at the processes that we use for testing vaccines and identifying ways to speed things up. And so the way that things have been speeded up is to look at the administrative challenges for getting a vaccine into clinics. So it takes a lot of time to go through all the paperwork for an administrative or regulatory body. It takes a lot of time to recruit volunteers. It takes a lot of time to get the money to run these trials. And all of those things have been accelerated because there is extreme need. This is urgently needed for the health of our community, as well as the economic health of our community. And so those things have been accelerated, but the data that we're collecting in terms of understanding the safety of these vaccines and how well they work, that's exactly the same. Okay. So we're getting the same information, but we're clearing away those financial and bureaucratic hurdles. So that's how things are being sped up.
Well, Carly, on that basis, why are so many medical people, as evidence from our first caller, Paul, are they not getting that sort of reassurance and news? Why are they concerned?
Look, I'm not sure why that's, you know, those specific individuals might be hesitant in that case. But I do understand that the broader public, you know, has questions and has concerns about that. And I think it's important that we discuss that openly and honestly. And I think the transparency with these trials as they're going forward, you know, things are happening in terms of transparency that have never happened before, such as the protocols for all of these clinical trials, the phase three efficacy trials. They're being published by the drug companies. Now, normally they wouldn't do that, but they're being published by the companies. Vaccine researchers are looking at these protocols and saying, you know, this is good, this is good. Hey, you need to work on this. And a great example of that is with the Pfizer vaccine. They were going to perform their initial analysis with just 32 patients, but the vaccine community said, no, that's too early. And so they talked to the FDA, they talked to vaccine researchers, and they revised that number up. And now they have a very robust number of patients with which to make those determinations around safety and efficacy. So I understand that it seems very fast. However, the level of scrutiny that these vaccines are going through is as well. It's unprecedented. And so I hope that adds to the confidence of the community.
Great. Kylie, can you give us some information about the actual vaccine? How long will it protect people from COVID-19? How effective is it? Will we need to have booster shots? How will it roll out, do you know?
So that's all a good question, and it's different with the different vaccines. So we now, the two key vaccines that are relevant that have gone through, have either completed their phase three trials or are at the interim analysis for the phase three trials. We have the Pfizer vaccine, and that looks like it's 95% efficacious, which is quite impressive. And we also have the AstraZeneca vaccine, and that looks like it's around 70% efficacious. So both of those numbers are really good. To put in context, the FDA has said that they would accept a vaccine that's 50% effective. So we're outstripping that, which is really impressive. And so both of those vaccines are given twice, so one shot, and then wait a few weeks and giving another shot. And, you know, in terms of other booster shots, that's unclear at this point because we don't know how long protection is going to last. So that is still a question mark, but that's something that we'll undoubtedly monitor with these vaccines going forward.
And just quickly, Dr. Quinn, I've got a six-year-old. Do I need to immunise her? Because I'm very confused with this. I know I need to get it. I know my mother needs to get it. But do I need to immunise a child?
So they're still developing the guidelines about who should get the vaccine and when. At this point, it doesn't look like children are one of the identified priority groups. Mm-hmm. So the priority groups that have been identified for Australia are, first off, people who are at high risk of being exposed to the virus. And so those are people who work in healthcare, who work in aged care, disability care, and quarantine workers. So obviously all of those people are at much higher risk of infection than the rest of the community and absolutely should get vaccinated. The next risk group are people who are at increased risk of developing a severe form of the disease. And so those are older people and people with other risk factors like cardiovascular disease and such. And essential workers are the third group that have been identified as priority groups. So beyond that, we still have to sort of wait for the official recommendations of who needs to be vaccinated. But it's unlikely that children will be one of the first groups.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kylie Quinn, immunologist at RMIT. I must say that was very enlightening and helpful for me. We're going to take more of your calls next on 131 873. Do you think you'll be first in line for a vaccine if you can be, or are you hesitant? We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients, L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, vital performance protein is just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get an extra 10% off big brands store-wide at the Chemist Warehouse massive Black Friday sale. Ends today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Of course, we're discussing today the COVID vaccine, and some research straight out of the Australian National University is telling us that 3 in 5 Australians say they will definitely get a COVID vaccine once it's available, but 6% of the population say they definitely won't, and a further 7% saying they will probably not get the vaccine. So about 13% of us in Australia are going, not for me, thanks very much. So give us a call, 131 873. Are you hesitant? If so, why? Ken from East Gippsland, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This might take a little while. They're talking about this vaccine is going to be the cure, even if everyone gets vaccinated, correct?
Well, you know? not Ken, just remember, a vaccine reduces risk.
Hang on, just bear with me.
But you need to make sure that right from the start. This isn't 100% protective. No one's saying that it reduces risk.
Up again, you know, because we've shut down everything. Once we get the vaccine, everything can open up again. At present, the rate of the people that die from COVID-19, according to the World Health Organization, each day is 4,351. There's actually 4,887 die of neonatal disorders every day. Of diarrheal disorders, it's 4,300.
Yes, I think this has been raised before, Ken, and these statistics are important, but really we can only focus on the current challenge we have, which is a viral issue that arose quickly. We're taking as many steps as possible to arrest the trend, and we hope people like Kylie and others will guard our safety all the way through.
And it's so contagious. This is not like other diseases. This is something that is hyper contagious that can spread so quickly. So we've got the opportunity to get on top of this. And with all the things, with all the protective things that everyone has been so amazing doing, that's how we're going to get on. That's how we're going to change this particular situation.
And I think we have to acknowledge how fortunate we are here in Australia. Whereas we see around the world how contagious it really is. We need to protect where we're at here in Australia.
It's frightening when you look at what's happening in the rest of the world. We're so lucky.
So lucky. Julie in Kew, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to have the vaccine, and I'm allergic to a lot of stuff, and I've got a rare disease. But seriously, after what you said, what you see overseas, I want to travel again. I want to do things. And I think what will happen is that people that don't have the vaccine, if they're going to be their own choice, won't be able to travel, won't be able to go to the football, won't be able to go to the theatre. If you go overseas and you go to Africa, you've got to have the yellow fever vaccination. You can't get in if you don't have it. So I just think people, I don't know, look, it is what it is. I wouldn't have, if my friends don't have the vaccine, I'd talk to them on the phone, but I wouldn't go out with them.
Interesting. Good. Yeah. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks for calling.
Jill from Melbourne CBD, what are your thoughts?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, all. Hi, Gerald. We've spoken before. Mm-hmm. Look, there are several questions, actually quite a lot, that have not been asked nor dealt with. I'm afraid I didn't find the immunologist, her feedback, I didn't really find any of it particularly worthwhile. It was very, very general. Several questions that have not been asked. An article came out just recently, the Pfizer vaccine trial. The firm, which has not been monitoring the participants' behaviour if they didn't feel sick, for example. So they've been quite careful about who's taking a vaccine dose and who's enrolled in the trial and who's taking which doses when, but they haven't been monitoring their behaviour regarding social distancing or masks and therefore comparing it to ingestion of the vaccine, etc. So that's fairly incomplete as far as the clinical trial is concerned. Pfizer itself has been sued for illegal behaviour in Nigeria about 13 years ago, back in 2007. They illegally tested antibiotics on some local kids in Nigeria without permission. 20 kids, but, you know, they left the kids injured. There have been two very crucial questions not asked about our government. When COVID first appeared, for example, earlier this year, the TGA immediately banned the cheap, effective medication hydroxychloroquine, which has been used for years to treat it.
It's complex.
Why did they ban it?
Sure. Mm. It's complex. You know, we may never find those answers, but I think the important thing is I share some of those concerns. Mm. The important thing is we're in no other position other than to trust that the experts will look after all of us and our children into the future. This won't go away ever. And let's hope that as these concerns arise, they're dealt with efficiently and professionally.
We have been inundated with calls here. We have time for one last opinion. Simon from Cleveland, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Let's remember that this virus turned the world upside down, brought it to a shuddering stop, and then killed 1 million people. We should be grateful that a vaccine has been developed at all and stop worrying about these pettifogging details.
I don't think they're petty, do you? I think they're pretty serious. But Ken, look, I think Simon, we respect your view, but again, we could
be here all day. It's an endless conversation.
It is absolutely an endless conversation. But I like your position of gratitude, Simon. That's certainly where I come as well.
Definitely.
So we will take more of your calls with regard to your general health in just a moment. That's 131-873 if you have any questions to support your health. Plus, next, how can we support our heart health, especially as we age? That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get an extra 10% off big brands store-wide at the Chemist Warehouse massive Black Friday sale. Ends today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, heart disease is the leading cause of death in Australia. According to the Heart Foundation, one Australian has a heart attack every 10 minutes, and heart disease claims the life of one Australian every 28 minutes. But the good news is that there are ways that we can counter this with some simple lifestyle changes. To tell us more, we're joined by renowned cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker, a leading practicing cardiologist with over 35 years' experience in integrative cardiology with a focus on heart disease prevention and optimal heart health. It is great to have you back on the show, Dr. Ross.
Great to talk to you, Joe. Hello, Gerald, and hello, Zoe.
Hello, Roscoe.
We're here specifically to talk about ubiquinol. In layman's terms, what is it?
It's basically a fat-soluble antioxidant, but it has a few other actions. One of the major important things about ubiquinol is it drives a thing called the mitochondria. Now, again, I make the analogy, it doesn't matter how flash a car you've got, if there's no fuel or energy in the car, it's not going to move. And what the mitochondria does is create energy, and what ubiquinol does is keep the mitochondria healthy and keep them moving.
Good.
This is a product I love, but can you explain the difference between ubiquinol and CoQ10? Because some people might know the CoQ10, but they might not know the ubiquinol.
Yeah, well, ubiquinol is a form of CoQ10, but it's the active form, and here's the problem. As you get over the age of 50, and I know many people listening now are over that age, the enzyme called diaphorase that converts you from ubiquinone, which is the standard CoQ10 to ubiquinol, starts to drop off. So you don't get it, even if you swallow CoQ10 or ubiquinone, you don't get as much active ubiquinol in your mitochondria. So the mitochondria still don't work as well. So I say, why go through that step? Just go straight to the main source, which is ubiquinol.
Ross, can you reassure us, please, about the risk of interactions, particularly with ubiquinol? There is people read all sorts of things, and particularly with warfarin and with the novel anticoagulants that are on the market now, what sort of risk is there? Can we reassure people about that?
Yeah, firstly, mate, can I say on my desk I have a cup that says, please do not confuse your Google search with my medical degree.
that's brilliant.
And one of the problems here is that there is this theoretical interaction with warfarin. Yes. So if you're on warfarin, I still say to my patients, look, I don't think it matters anyhow. You can take ubiquinol. But with the novel anticoagulants, the new ones like Pradaxa and Xarelto and Eliquis, there is absolutely no potential interaction. Ubiquinol does not make your blood thinner in any clinically significant way. And the point is, many people are tired, and I take ubiquinol every day purely to give me energy.
It works so well.
It works so well. It gives you energy. It improves the way the heart works because it works on the mitochondria of the heart because, as we know, the heart's a very strong muscle that pumps blood around the body.
Mm. Ross, that's very reassuring because there are so many folk who, in fact, read about ubiquinol or hear about it, hear you, hear me, go into their pharmacy and the pharmacist says, no, you are on A, B or C. You cannot take that. Mm. And it really does cause a lot of angst. So thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, it does my head in when I hear that because I'm a practical person. I work practically, and I have never in 40 years of practicing medicine seen one interaction with ubiquinol and any other drug or natural substance.
Good. There you go. You couldn't be clearer than that. I know that you have a very great passion for heart disease prevention. Can you remind us, Ross, as we go about our day, what other things can we do that's good for our heart?
It's what I call the five keys of being healthy, and this is 80% of anyone's management before you put any pill or potion in your mouth. Number one, you cannot be healthy and smoke, drink too much grog or snort cocaine. So get rid of all those addictions. Number two, good quality sleep. 7 to 8 hours of good quality sleep is as good for your body as not smoking. Number three, eat less food and eat more natural food. I mean, nutrition's highly important, as Zoe will tell everybody. So eat less food, eat more natural food. Number four, the second best drug on the planet, 3 to 5 hours every week of moderate exertion. Mm. And number five, the most important drug on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, is a thing called happiness.
There you go, Ross. And not even the four seasons, Ross. Moved on.
And can I say that if you do those five things as well as you can, you reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease by 83%.
Wow.
If I give you a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, you get about a 20 to 30% reduction in cardiovascular disease, but with the potential for side effects.
Sure.
Mm. Well, it does seem fairly simple when it's laid out like that. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Dr. Ross.
Thank you, Ross. Have a great day. Oh, he's gone. But if you want more, if you want more from Dr. Ross Walker, he is on House of Wellness TV today as well on Channel 7 at midday. So check that out. Plus, there's a great story about the dangers of getting up a ladder if you're over 50. Ooh. And gentlemen, I think it's particularly directed at you. And I say that because my husband recently fell off a ladder and it was a bit of a shock to the system to realise that you're not as stable as you used to be.
Same thing happened to my brother.
You've got to be really careful. Well, we do welcome your calls, 131 873, and we'll have more of those after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarver. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarver. Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 one a day is a supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 one a day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get an extra 10% off big brands store-wide at the Chemist Warehouse massive Black Friday sale. Ends today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We love it when you give us a call, 131 873, with questions for your health. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. Can I ask Gerald?
Sure, Wayne.
Have you heard of Crest syndrome?
Yes, I have. Have you got that, Wayne?
No, my wife has.
Okay.
And, she was diagnosed about 15, 20 years ago.
Yes.
It's getting worse.
Yes, it is.
And no one's really explained to us what it actually is.
What is it?
Well, it's a form of sclerosis. We call it a multi-system connective tissue disorder. So it means and the CREST, the C-R-E-S-T, are the five symptoms, the first letter of the five symptoms. So I'm assuming, Wayne, your wife has specific solutions for the inflammation, so she'd be taking some sort of immune suppressant medication for the pain?
No, she's not on any medication for it as yet.
Well, look, do you know what you should do? Could you drop me, I've got some suggestions, Wayne, particularly for energy and vitality. Could you drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, so all one word, and there's an ask tab at the top. Just touch that and then send me and I'll reply to you today or at the latest tomorrow, and I'll give you a list of suggestions for her.
And obviously we can focus on just general anti-inflammatories. You know, we know that we've got such a powerful resource when it comes to all your omega-3 fatty acids. They can help with health overall. But also we can talk about turmeric. I mean, Gerald, we talk about this all the time, and it's amazing, powerful antioxidants, as well as working on serotonin levels, digestion. It's such a winner, and it's such an easy thing that you can buy from Chemist Warehouse or any health food store.
I do feel that it's a common thing we hear, though, about sort of general diagnoses that then are handed to someone with no real assistance for that person.
Yeah. And that's very sad. And I often say to people, let's move the focus from the disease onto you.
Absolutely.
How do you feel? What can't you cope with? What can you? What do you enjoy doing? And you build on that.
Yeah. All the best to you, Wayne, and to your wife. Well, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And Gerald and Zoe, I have had some very lengthy discussions with my daughter this week. She's 11, and a few of her friends are vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So she's brought this home, and we've been talking about protein and how important it is and what foods have it and what to do if you're not eating enough protein, because it's crucial.
Yeah, well, it's fundamental, isn't it, Zoe, for joint structure and particularly for growing kids. And these days, no one's got time to eat properly. So looking at some sort of supplement, and when you consider there are some superb formulations. In fact, there's one that's got, would you believe, 78 different ingredients when you look at the back of the pack. So it's a comprehensive ingredient formulation put together. Well, you just have a couple of scoops a day. And for someone aged 11, probably one scoop a day, along with all the beautiful food that you no doubt cook, Joe. So that will did I say the wrong thing there? So we're looking at energy and gut health and overall vitality. And it's a handy thing to fall back on.
Yes, Vital All-in-One is a handy thing to give a try as well. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Vital Performance Protein Formula, a unique vegan protein blend used to assist with exercise recovery support. Gerald, we have had a question with regard to ubiquinone, which we were speaking about earlier.
Dr. Ross, yes.
How much should we be taking?
Well, Ross would suggest 300 milligram a day, which you can buy in capsule form. So that's a single capsule in the morning. And as he said, this is producing energy at cellular level. It's a no-brainer.
Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, you can head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have further questions. And you can also, if you're wanting more House of Wellness today, there's a lift out in the News Limited papers.
Yes, Wellness Plus Joe for in the festive energy with a very happy photo on the front.
Very happy. She's beaming, that girl. Well, we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get an extra 10% off big brands store-wide at the Chemist Warehouse massive Black Friday sale. Ends today.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Zoe, we do hope you get a cool change in Sydney.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But not today. Apparently it's 22 degrees tomorrow, though. So it's coming.
There you go. What do you go to for something cooling to eat?
So I love making little icy poles with Emily. So with any leftover smoothies, like the chia porridge, I blend it all up. I pop them into the little icicle popsicle stands, and there we go. It's something nice and cool for all of us.
Delightful.
I think a glass of crisp rosé.
That's another way to cool down.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not for a child.
And not for breakfast, perhaps. Thank you so much again, Gerald, for spending
this time with
us.
Good on you, Zoe.
Thanks, guys. To see you. And thank you so much again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. If you wish to engage with any more House of Wellness, you can also check out our podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness, which teaches you all manner of different strategies for mindfulness. And, of course, check out House of Wellness TV today, Channel 7 at midday. We do thank Dr. Ross Walker for joining us, and you can catch him on 2GB tonight as well, I believe.
Yes, you can ask Ross, or you can send me an email if he can't answer it.
That's houseofwellness.com.au for any questions that you might have. Thanks again, and we will see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.